Good morning. The U.S. government continues to suppress the release of thousands of pages of documents covering the assassination of U.S. President John Kennedy 59 years ago. There have been repeated postponements of releasing all of the documents, using the claim that it would be a danger to the national security of this country. When they were supposed to be released 5 years ago, then-President Trump once again delayed the release for another 4 years. Last October, President Biden further postponed the release until some on December 15 last year and some on December 15 this year. So, what happened 13 days ago? With great fanfare, the National Archives released what it claimed were the last documents in their possession related to Kennedy's assassination. Ah, but in the fine print, it was disclosed that now only 95% of the Central Intelligence Agency's records on the Kennedy assassination have been released. More than 500 documents have been fully withheld, and another 2,500 documents have been partially withheld from release. I have not seen any indications that the documents released in December last year or 13 days ago have had any negative repercussions on national security, as has been claimed by the government for more than half a century. So, government officials lied when they made this claim. After this month's document release, a significant voice objected to any further delay in releasing the rest of the papers. Judge John Tunheim, who chaired the Kennedy Assassination Records Review Board from 1994 through 1998, was on NBC News saying, quote, "We're 59 years after President John Kennedy was killed, and there's no justification for this," unquote. Is there any government official who was working in 1963 still working today, where the release of the rest of the documents might hurt their work career? I don't think so. Polls of American people over the decades show a majority have rejected the Warren Commission's findings on the Kennedy assassination. Isn't it long past time that the American people found out the truth? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.